Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, owner and user of Mint Mobile. And I am recording this message on my phone. I'm literally on my Mint phone. Why? Because fancy recording studios cost money. And if we spent money on things like that, we couldn't offer you screaming deals. Like if you sign up now for 3 months, you get 3 months free on every one of your plans, even unlimited. Visit mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time, new customer offer. Activate within 45 days. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Unlimited customers using more than 40 gigabytes per month will experience lower speeds. Video streams at 480p. See mintmobile.com for details.
Power Hour with Nina Turner. How you doing, Nina?
Other than a little cold, I'm doing mighty fine. How are you?
Okay, good. Sorry to hear about the cold, but you're a trooper. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
So, all right, let's do it. Let's get right to it. As usual, we'll start with story of the week. What do we got, Nina?
Yeah, we have workers die in the tornado. I'm sure everybody is familiar with that tragedy. Just to continue to put some finer point on that, is not just that the workers died, it really is the catalyst and difference from employers and Amazon. Not surprisingly, one of those. So at least 74 people have died after a series of tornadoes across 8 states in the Midwest and South. And 109 people are still unaccounted for, unfortunately. And some of these deaths were potentially preventable. Due to the fact that the facilities, the people who are running those facilities, just flat out decided that they were not going to let workers go home. An Amazon facility in Illinois, for example, collapsed after the tornado swept through the area. 6 people died. One was airlifted to a hospital. One of the deceased sent a text message to his girlfriend before he died. How eerie is that? And he said to her in the text that Amazon would not let him leave. And let's bring that up, Cenk, and let's talk about that. You know, he said, and Larry Verdin is his name. I'm fueling up now. Well, I will be home after the storm. You know, and his significant other is saying, what do you mean? He goes on to text, Amazon won't let us leave. All it's doing here is lightning. So what you doing? I hope everything is okay. I love you. And that was the last message that he was able to send to his loved one. Jones did tell, and we'll put that up. According to Jones, Verdin had ample time, she said, to make it home because they didn't live too far from the facility. And she goes on to say, she told the Post that the Verdin texted her 16 minutes before the tornado was said to have touched down. She said this was enough time to get back to their house in nearby Collinsville, which she said was about 30 minutes away. Quote, we heard the tornado didn't touch down until 8:39, so he had 20 minutes to get home, she told the Post. My God. I mean, Jenk, really.
Yeah, so I want to show you two more things, guys. First, the shot of what the warehouse looked like before the tornado and then after the tornado. So on the left is obviously before the tornado, and then on the right, wow. So look, Mother Nature ain't nothing to mess with. And mess with it. And they thought, we're going to make an extra buck. And so we're going to make folks work here. And hope that the tornado misses us. But what if the tornado hits you? By the way, the supervisors that did that, from what I know about the story, they were also inside the building. It's a terrible decision. And the reason is they know that if they send the workers home, Nina, they might get fired.
Yeah, no, it's definitely the wrong decision calculus that people felt that they had to make. You know, this is really outrageous. It should have never happened. I certainly believe that the state, the feds, the state, the local and regional government should get involved. There should be charges filed against these companies where lives were lost because employees or management was too afraid to let their employees go home. So I know that individual lawsuits are going to be filed. You know, families are going to file lawsuits, obviously, and it will not bring their loved ones back. Jake, I want to see the government. This is what, like, doing this collectively for the whole, this is what government is supposed to do. And we got to make sure that things like this do not happen again. So again, callous indifference here.
Yeah, what happened to all the pro-life folks? So when corporations make decisions that get us killed, all of a sudden, I never see any of the pro-life folks. So I didn't see them down in Texas when people froze to death because the companies didn't want to spend more money to insulate their pipes. I didn't see them in California when folks died from wildfires because the PG&E didn't want to bury their wires because it cost too much money. And by the way, it doesn't. It just would have cut into their profits and their endless, insatiable greed. And in this case, whether it was the candle factory in Kentucky or the Amazon warehouse in Illinois, people died. Well, how about their lives? Is there going to be any accountability? And you know, Nina, one of the things I said when we were covering it during the week was there's some chance that there will be accountability at the candle factory because they're not a mega corporation. So if they're not giving political donations at the local level, then politicians might make an example out of them. One, externally, so it looks like they're doing something, and two, internally, so donors know you better pay up, otherwise, you know, we'll hang you out to dry. But the idea that nationally Amazon's gonna have any consequence from this is a laughable thought.
No, it is. I mean, this is really just a flat out damn shame, and it should not be allowed. So again, somebody will, the attorney generals in these states step up, will local governments step up, state, somebody needs to step up, but the feds especially need to step up, do some investigations and act on behalf of the people of those states and municipalities where this happened. This cannot stand. And to another point that I know is indirectly related to what we're talking about, but the whole notion of unions, and not saying that a union could have stopped this from happening, but the whole makeup of a union is to make sure that people can collectively bargain for benefits, for work conditions, for wages, you know, work conditions itself. And again, I know having a union would not have stopped this, but it's just yet another reminder that workers need more voice in the workplace, and it needs to be a collective voice. And this people should be sick to their stomach over this.
Yeah, and one of our members made the point earlier in the week that, well, maybe a union could have negotiated for better shelters in Tornado Alley, right? And so instead they had to hide in the bathrooms, and obviously it didn't work for a number of people who passed away. Squirrel Coney just wrote in, why was there no tornado shelter under the frickin' warehouse? And so look, if you live in Miami or New Orleans, you have to make sure you're prepared for hurricanes. If you're in Tornado Alley, you should make sure you're prepared for tornadoes. And that includes, by the way, teaching your managers if a tornado is coming, yes, you're supposed to let the workers out so that they don't die. That's not good for business, let alone can you anyone be human? Speaking of which, before we move on from this, Nina, I wanted to show people the girlfriend of someone who lost their boyfriend at the candle factory. Let's go to that video.
Joining me now is Autumn Kirks. As we said, she was working the night shift at the candle factory with her boyfriend when the tornado hit it. She survived. He did not. Autumn, I'm so, so sorry. I'm so, so sorry for what has happened to you and what's happening to your children. Just give us a little bit about Lannis. Tell us about who he was.
He was just a loving person. He didn't really have a hatred for anybody. And I mean, he loved his kids. He loved me. He loved his family. I mean, he'd do anything in the world for us as long as he was able. And it's just devastating now. I've talked to his kids. I've tried to explain it to mine. My 3-year-old just keeps asking to talk to Joe, and I don't know what to tell her.
So sometimes in tragedies like this, I think about the last moments, and it's just terrible. And then what do you tell the kids? But we live under corporate rule, Nina. So corporations are not going to punish themselves. They're not going to allow their errand boys, the politicians, to punish them. So we all know there'll be no criminal consequences for this. Though they claim corporations are people, but they apparently have none of the responsibilities of people. So if somebody kills six people, they have a lot of, you know, consequences that come from the state, criminal consequences. But if a company does it, they're apparently free to go.
It's obscene, Jake. I mean, it really is obscene. And again, we're covering this story. Definitely want some level of government to hold these corporations accountable. Government has the biggest stick in this regard, and government should be the one that's looking out on behalf of the people and doing everything that they can to make sure that this never, ever happens to anybody again. And for that, the corporations must be held accountable. Jake, I hear you, though. Yeah, this is a Jesus, calling on Black Jesus moment right now.
Yeah. Stuck in phone 79 wrote in, Amazon management needs to be prosecuted for kidnapping and manslaughter. Yeah, if we had a just world, that things like that would happen. So next time there's a natural disaster headed towards a factory or a warehouse, they would let people go home. But notice all the populists of Fox News, they seem to have dropped this. I see Tucker Carlson every once in a while talking about, oh, big business is terrible. Can you believe that they are making you take vaccines so they protect your life? Can you believe they believe in gay rights and black people? Oh, big business is terrible. Oh, they killed you? Rock and roll, no problem at all. Fox News doesn't give a damn. And of course, corporate Democrats are never, ever going to hold corporations accountable. That's why they're called corporate Democrats.
That's it, and it's just yet another sad reminder that the lives of everyday average people, when put head to head with corporations, we know who's going to win. 9.9% out of 10, it will be the corporation.
Yep. All right, before we go to the hero of the week, I'll read a couple more comments real quick. Linan15 said, this never should have happened. Squirrel Coney wrote back in, don't now and won't in the future have Prime, that's Amazon Prime, because I want as close as possible of zero of my dollars going to Emma assholes, is what they wrote in. Roses in August said, these companies should be so ashamed of themselves. Well, that's the thing, Roses, they aren't people. They are amoral creatures built to maximize profits. So no, they are not going to feel any shame at all. The government is supposed to look out for us as our representative, and they won't. Wild NorCal Marxist Forest Dragon wrote in, Nina, I hope you feel better, even under the weather, you're still a powerhouse. And Nina, there were a lot of heart emojis attached to that, so just so you know.
Okay. Oh, thank you very much.
All right, speaking of heart emojis, who's our hero of the week?
Oh my God, we go from disaster and ridiculousness and immorality to sunshine in this hero of the week. The hero of the week is Jim Finch. And let me start off with a quote from Fred Rogers, who once said, when I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother would say to me, look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping. And Jim Finch, Mr. Jim Finch, is certainly one of those helpers. So he drove half an hour to the town of Mayfield, Kentucky, with a barbecue grill. Hello, somebody on that. And a large amount of food ready to feed anyone who needed it. Mayfield was one of the hardest hit towns in Kentucky. Finch knew that there would be no restaurants open, no electricity, no running water. So he brought his own food and cooked for the community. Let's hear what he had to say in his own words.
I know they don't have no electricity, so that means they don't have no electric, no restaurants, no running water. So I just figured I do what I can do. Show up with some food and some water. Trying to feed the people.
What are we cooking?
Hamburgers, chicken. I got sausage, eggs. Just a little simple stuff that you can have and not have to worry about making a mess or, you know, grab and go type of food.
Are you from the area?
I was born in Paducah, but I came down here today from Clarksville.
You came out here just to cook for people? Wow. You have a restaurant or you?
No, sir. It just needed to be done.
I mean, Jink, you talking about, you know, we were talking about the Time Person of the Year, which Time got it totally wrong. He should be the Time Person of the Year for sure.
Yeah, but wait, Nina, though, he's not rich. So I don't know what you were thinking there.
How did I miss that?
And he doesn't brag about not paying his taxes online. And he doesn't do sexist rants against female senators. So right. Just trying to help people in a tragedy.
That disqualifies him, I guess you're saying.
Yeah. And so, see, that's what a real person looks like. Corporations are not actually people. Like we were just talking about in this case of the tornado, they're amoral machines. Jim Finch, on the other hand, is an actual person with an actual heart. And he went out to help people. And it's funny, I mean, I don't blame the reporter for asking, it's a good question. But the instinct there is, wait, do you own a restaurant? Because the reporter's looking for the angle. Because like now, Nina, everybody's a grifter, right? So they're like, oh, you took this as a marketing opportunity, right? To plug your restaurant. He's like, no, I took it as an opportunity to be a human being.
That's right. He said, I did what needed to be done. And if we had more people, we talk about having the power, using the power. This is just another example of how you don't have to have a fancy title. You don't have to have fancy friends to be able to make an impact. I mean, you talk about putting a little extra on your ordinary. Jim Finch saw a need, and he certainly put that extra on his ordinary. And you know, Jim, even if he did have a restaurant, you know, the fact that the entrepreneur would go down and do that instead of making money for that restaurant, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But the fact was, just an ordinary person that was from that area that saw people had a need, and he came to provide help for them in their time of great need. Just absolutely amazing.
So I'm gonna take this heartwarming story and ruin it a little bit.
No.
I'll tell you why. Because I think that it actually, he deserves more credit than maybe he even realizes. As soon as I saw barbecue Kentucky black man, I thought, oh no. And that's because I remembered David McAtee. So David McAtee was this basically entrepreneur, as you said, Nina, who would do barbecues in a food truck. And he was beloved by the community, including, by the way, the cops, the local cops, who would often go frequent his barbecue shop. And during the George Floyd protest, they did a curfew, and people were still around his food truck, and cops shot into the area. Now the cops said they heard a shot, but apparently they didn't care where it came from, so they just started shooting and they killed David McAtee. So, you know, it's just, I know it's a downer, but like these days when you, even if you're going to help, you're going to do barbecue, sometimes, you know, you're taking your life into your own hands. So I think in a sense that maybe it makes him even more heroic.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's making a sacrifice, and hopefully in making that sacrifice, you don't lose your life. I'm really sorry to hear. I had not heard that story you just told. That hurts my heart a little bit. A little bit, a lot.
Yeah, when we did that story of McAtee, like people loved him. He was such a great part of the community and just started on his own. And you know, funny, like absurd enough, one of the things that folks were protesting was not just George Floyd, but Breonna Taylor from Kentucky, right? And people were outraged at that shooting because it was the wrong person. But David McAtee was also the wrong person. I mean, it was incredibly careless to say, oh, I think I heard a shot. Let's just shoot in that general direction with all those people around the food truck.
Right.
And, you know, so anyways, sorry to bring that up, but guys like Jim Finch have a big heart. And the last thing on it, Anina, I feel like when I was growing up, there were more stories like this. There were more people who would just, you know, roll up their sleeves and help one another. I don't know, man. I feel like we're losing our humanity because Jim's story became national news because it's so rare.
Yeah. No, we are losing our humanity, unfortunately. Not a good place to be, especially in times of such great need. And the pandemic is yet just another reminder of those great needs. Yeah, pretty sad.
Yeah, 100%. All right, a couple of comments here and we'll move to the villain. And we got quite a villain for you guys. Industrial Arts said, this guy's a good vigilante, the best kind. I don't think that's how you really use vigilante, but yes, he helped. He's a good Samaritan. It's a better way of putting it, but I get it. Gets Chroma wrote in, that's what a hero does, help people without expecting something in return. Yeah, that's kind of the whole point of being a hero, right? Not to say, not to get something in return. Right. Although I agree with you that if he was a businessman, God bless too.
I mean, the karma comes though. I gotta say that. I mean, karma comes, you know, sometimes it comes swiftly and sometimes it takes a long time. But just doing something good for people, you are going to reap some kind of benefit at some point, even if it's just, I did this and it makes me feel wonderful, or I'm paying it forward. So we gotta kind of shake that. If people are doing things for nefarious reasons, that's one thing. But when people are doing things out of their heart, and then something good comes of it for them, I think that's a beautiful thing because they can keep doing good things.
Yeah, totally agree with that too. Duke of All Trades said, I love that a righteous brother like him can have a spotlight on a show like this. His word moved me to tear up. Absolutely. Look, there's, we sometimes try to have fun on the show. Sometimes we show you heroes. At the end of the year, we do Turks and Jerks, but the Turks are for celebrating people who did wonderful things in the year. So we should never lose sight of that. And speaking of doing wonderful things, self-care, well-being, just gifted 20 tier one subs to the TYT community on Twitch. And they gifted a total of 1,394 to the channel. That is amazing. So I love our community. I love that you guys look out for each other. Let's do that more and more in the real world. There's plenty of ugliness in the real world. Let's try to, you know, spread some love and joy. Yeah, I don't care if it's a cliche. It's not a cliche anymore. Almost no one does
it's
it.
Not.
So let's turn it back into a cliche to do that. And of course the slogan was, help someone you don't know.
Come on.
Yep. All right, but the next guy is not doing that. Nina, who's our villain of the week?
Oh my God, Jink. I'm sure our members are not going to be stunned of who we're going to name here. I might need you to take over because I'm feeling a cough coming. But it is the one and only shadow president himself, Joe Manchin. So it only makes sense that in 2021, that the state with the highest amount of toothless people ages 65 and older is also the home of the senator who opposes adding dental coverage to the B, to the third power, or better known as Build Back Better. And it's simple. Joe Manchin does not care about his constituents. And he's been very clear about that. And so people definitely have to use their power to get this person out of office in 2025.
So we talked about the child tax credit on the show today and what he's trying to do to kill Build Back Better. I'm gonna come back to that in a second.
Yeah.
But this dental issue, it's not, I don't want anybody to get a wrong impression, like, West Virginia, ha, because of the stat that I'm about to tell you. No, it's that the people of West Virginia need dental care literally more than any other state per capita. And so when they tell you, oh, Joe Manchin is just looking out for the people of West Virginia, that's hilariously absurd. It's not anywhere near true. And this is a stunning stat. Federal data shows that in West Virginia, 26.3% of people have no natural teeth due to decay or gum disease. That's over a quarter of the population that has no natural teeth. And why? Because dental care is really expensive. And that's why Bernie Sanders was trying to put it into Medicare. So at least when you get older, you can get some dental care. And Manchin negotiated it so that they took out dental and they took out vision. Those are two that you need most. And the one that is least used is hearing. And that cost very little. So Manchin's like, am I not merciful? I will allow hearing. But what his state needs more than any other state is dental. And he was critical in killing that particular provision. And so, but now, of course, in the United, it's gotten way worse. So as I explained in the show today, Manchin appears to be doing a trick where he's saying, child tax credit, sure. But I want to do accounting on it, not for 1 year, but for 10 years. And if you do that, that's 1.5 trillion. And I'm not moving off the 1.75 trillion number. So you're going to have to squeeze every other priority into just a quarter of a trillion dollars. I mean, just the climate change provisions were twice that. So they'll all be gone. Universal pre-K will be gone. Whatever was left, they'd already taken out paid family leave. They'd already taken out negotiating drug prices. They'd already taken out almost everything. Now this would take out everything else. And so.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas, absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself and everyone on your list.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
But, you know, he's the villain. But, you know, we knew he was going to do this. He basically said before the vote that he was going to do this. And the Progressive Caucus voted for it anyway.
He's been consistent. And you know, there's a colleague of mine and we go back and forth all the time about who, you know, we should be mad and angry at. And her position is that, look, Joe Manchin has been the most consistent in the game than anybody else. He was very clear about his position, where he stood, what he was going to do and not do. And the only other folks who have not been as consistent are the folks, on the other side who need to bump up against this man. It is utterly ridiculous that in the 21st century, number one, that we don't have universal health care. So we're going to put that in the parking lot. We all, or most of us, agree on that. But secondarily to that, it absolutely makes no sense in the face of new information, new knowledge, that we would continue to separate from total health, vision, hearing, or dental. I mean, it makes no sense. And Jenkins, as you and I know, people who have been blessed to have health care over the years, even when you have dental, you still end up paying an enormous amount out of pocket because it is so expensive. And more studies now, more medical research has definitely linked dental care to high blood pressure, to heart condition. I mean, the body is a whole body. So whatever genius, mad genius at that, who thought about separating vision and dental and hearing from the overall health. I mean, it makes no sense. This man is absolutely the villain for all times. And though he has been consistent about what type of butthole he really is.
Intersectional Dragon wrote in, and by the way, I like that Frank talk, keeping it real. So he wrote in, I'm not a senior, but I'm on Medicare because I'm on SSDI. I'd be over the moon to have dental care covered. I'd have multiple teeth pulled by charity dentists because I can't afford anything else. I'm afraid to know how badly my teeth have deteriorated in the next couple of years. So they pretend that the teeth are not part of the body. I don't get it. I've never understood why dental and vision and hearing were their own categories. Like, you've got a problem with your arm. Well, obviously we'll fix that. Oh, it's with your eyes. No, we don't care about that. Wait, what? My eyes are really important. And as you pointed out, Nina, not only are your teeth important for their own sake, and by the way, I've had problems with my teeth. It's the worst pain you'll ever have in your life. But on top of that, it contributes to all these other ailments if you're not taking care of them properly. By the way, just to give you a stat.
Yeah.
300,000 Medicare recipients in West Virginia would be able to get dental care if Manchin had not blocked it. So That's screwing over your own state in the biggest way possible. But to your point, Nina, yeah, about the good guys and the bad guys. So I also want to mention the good guys here. And by the way, the ones who are the most intelligent and correctly assess the politics of this. And that's Cori Bush, Jamal Bowman, AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, and Ayanna Pressley. They voted no on the infrastructure bill that Manchin wanted to pass because they said we're going to give up all of our leverage and Manchin's going to gut it. Well, they were 100% right. Nina, you're going to be shocked to find out I haven't seen a single mainstream media reporter give them credit for that.
Of course not. That's why we're here. They're not going to give them credit for it. They were right. And not only were they right, this fool has decided, you know, whatever. We'll deal with Build Back Better next year when we get around to it. So even the little trinkets that are left in that bill have to wait until next year. I mean, he really has been totally, totally consistent. And I got to ask, you know, my sisters and brothers and family and friends in West Virginia, y'all starting to make me question your sanity now. You keep electing this man who has been, as my colleague said, very transparent about the kind of person that he is. So now I got to question West Virginians. Is this the kind of person you want to represent you? And Jake, we have from KNH News, I want to put that up. Gailwitz, I think it was, who said without dental coverage, older adults in West Virginia rely on community health centers, which offer a sliding fee scale based on income and free health clinics for care, but they can still face higher costs than they can afford or long waits for care. And again, that was Phil Gailwitz, KHN News. So, yeah, so it's really a damn shame.